Dear aliens, the time to invade is now. Don't wait. There couldn't be a better time. Our president is two sheets to the wind. This might be the only time you'd invade that you wouldn't be interested in saying, take me to your leader. If Biden saw you coming, he'd probably invite you over to have ice cream and talk about alley cats. And you better get busy. If Biden isn't reelected, which it looks like he won't be, then you got less than 7 months to make it happen. You'll face some stiff competition from all of our global enemies and frenemies, including Russia, China, and North Korea. All of them would like a piece of the U.S. Congress has been slowly informing Americans of all your UFOs lately. We know you're out there. Given what we just saw at the debate, Americans would likely welcome any intelligent life. Emphasis on intelligent. Seriously, we need some level of intelligence. And I bet if you got on TikTok or Instagram and started showing off your alien clothing, you could probably have all of Gen Z on your side in a matter of weeks. Inviting aliens to take over may seem like satire, but consider this. Biden is brain dead. So who is really running this country? If he isn't in charge, then we need to wrap our brains around how vulnerable that makes us to our enemies. At best, the country is on autopilot for the next 7 months, and nothing happens. At a time when the country is falling apart and the cost of living is out of control, that's already bad enough. Worst case scenario, these next 7 months are a challenge to our enemies, aliens and humans, to get busy. Biden just placed a target on all of our backs. We're weak. We're vulnerable. Our president is a facade, a fake, a phony, a poser, a glorified pageant queen. A tall, skinny, gray alien with big bug eyes would look way healthier than what Biden showed us at the debate. We can all sit around and discuss how bad Biden was and how we should step aside, but I think we're missing the real question. Who's the boss? This man can't even stay on point with muted mics and no audience. I mean, a president really should be able to function with some distractions. So what was Biden even distracted by at the debate? His own brain or lack thereof? It appears as if Dana Bash, one of the moderators, was even pointing towards Jake Tapper when he was asking a question. Your president couldn't apparently figure out who was even asking him a question. The leader of the free world. Biden couldn't pass a job interview for a gas station attendant. Every job description ever written requires more brain cells than Joe Biden was showing at that debate. Before the debate, people have been saying that, yeah, Joe looks old, he doesn't present well, but he is sharp behind closed doors. Really? When? Because it looks like those around him have been lying, and the legacy media have been more than eager to prop up that lie. If Biden is so bad that everyone thinks he should not run for re-election, then is he strong enough to continue being president? I don't want Kamala Harris as president any more than you do, but this question has to be asked. Sure, he just has under 7 months left on this term anyways, so it seems like a lot of hassle to invoke the 25th Amendment. But again, that's 7 months of running the United States, a global superpower. We're in the middle of two proxy wars with Russia and Hamas. Bare minimum, if you let him ignore the economy and every other issue on the docket, this man could very well have to run a war. He is the commander-in-chief, after all. Joe Biden is what stands between us and nuclear war. What happens when these two proxy wars become real wars? Who is comfortable with him launching airstrikes and making decisions? Not me, but let's go back to that original question. Who is really running the country? Sure hasn't been Joe Biden. Everyone paying attention saw the signs, the stumbles, the fumbles, the gaffes, the vacant stares. Only those watching legacy media were shocked at how bad Biden was doing. So who is it then that's really making the decision? Joe Biden couldn't find his ass with two hands and a flashlight. They might wheel him out every so often to perform like a president, but he isn't really the president. Is Obama helping out? Is it a group effort from the cabinet? Is Nancy Pelosi calling the shots? Or Kamala Harris? Or has a more nefarious cabal stepped in, like a gang of people from the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, or the World Economic Forum? Who is it that's keeping things together? Jill Biden? I can't imagine her being smart enough to do it. So when you're not worried about inflation, nuclear war, gas prices, or stagnant wages, try and figure out who the real president is. That's a question that is sure to keep you up at night. Mark your calendar for July 25th through 27th. Ladies Love Politics will be attending the Bitcoin 2024 conference. Join me online as I cover the event, or grab a ticket and see for yourself the wonderful world of Bitcoin. Ladies Love Politics is a proud media partner of Bitcoin 2024. In the meantime, be sure to follow the Ladies Love Politics channel on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram.